this podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside. Hello there, modern man. What is the number one muscle that you need to exercise that you never exercise? Stay tuned to this episode all the way to the end. I'm going to tell you exactly what it is and how to exercise it because it will blow your mind that you don't even know this muscle exists in your body, but yet it is very important for your erection. So stay tuned to the end. Now, and based upon my research, the number one muscle that is not your bicep, not your tricep, not your pecs, not your lats or anything. Those are just muscles that make your body look better. But for your erection, the number one muscle you need to be paying attention to are the pelvic muscle. These are the muscles. This is the ischial cavernosus. It starts from your sitting bone. These are the sitting bone that you're sitting on. And it attaches to the base of your penis. And then the bulbospongiosum, which is these muscles that starts on the base of your penis and wraps around like this. These two little muscles, they're small, but they're mighty. And they're responsible for erection, ejaculation, and orgasm. They're small, they're mighty. But let me ask you this. When's the last time you exercised it? Do you even know it exists? 99% of the men that I see in my office don't even know they need to do this exercise in order for them to get better erection. In fact, the studies have shown that these muscles can really improve erection. Now, the ischial cavernosus, this one right here, this little thing that goes from the base up like that, what it does is that it compresses penile crook against the pubic symphysis. So it's effectively acts as like a tourniquet or a constriction ring that keep the blood in the corpus cavernosum, which is the penile muscle right here. Now it has two critical functions. One is that it prevents blood from leaving the penis by compressing the vein that would normally drain the blood away from the penis. And then it also increases pressure. It increases the pressure. I lost one of the testicles. Increases the pressure in the corpus cavernosum, so that way it compresses the vein. So research demonstrates that voluntary contraction, the ischial cavernosus muscle, correlate directly with changes in the pressure the penis. What does that translate into? Is that it is essential for that muscle to create a rigid erection capable of penetration. Now, multiple studies confirm that the ischial cavernosus muscle is the key muscle in achieving full penile rigidity. This was done in a landmark study in 2024, non-human primate, but it does show that this muscle is key to achieving rigidity. And that also EMG study, or a study that looked at muscle activity, shows that ischial cavernosus muscle contraction occur with increased pressure in the penis, and that the muscle contraction force can be calculated with accuracy based on pressure that it generates. And the main point is that it is powerful, these muscles here, powerful to keep the blood in the penis, and it's powerful to keep penis rigid for penetration. The next one is the bulbocavernosus muscle, or sometimes people will say bulbospongiosus as well. It goes by both. These are the muscles right here, and it complement the ischial cavernosus muscle, also known as pelvic muscle. What it is that it surrounds the penile bulb and also the corpus spongiosum. The corpus spongiosum is the muscle that wraps around the urethra where you urinate. So what it does is that it prevents the blood from escaping the penis by compressing the vein of the penis, which right here. And it also acts as a pump during ejaculation and also help maintain erection. studies have shown that strengthening the bulbar cavernosus muscle, this one right here, or the bulbar spongiosus muscle, the same thing, through pelvic floor exercises will lead to 75% improvement rate in men with ED. So weakness of both of these muscles, the ischial cavernosus and the bulbar cavernosus muscle, can actually exacerbate or contribute to your ED. So when this muscle fails to contract adequately, blood cannot be trapped in the penis, leading to insufficient rigidity for sexual intercourse. So therefore, Kegel or pelvic floor muscle training targeting these two muscles is suggested. It's really the number one exercise that you should be doing even before your bicep, your tricep muscle, or your deltoid muscle. If you don't exercise these muscles, then you're not going to have a good erection. So it's not only is for applicable for men with ED, but it's also important if you don't have ED, then you maintain your erection rigidity. And for men with ED, this is the way for you to restore your erection again. So in clinical studies, 40% of men regain normal erectile function after 6 months of Kegel exercises, and that you can retain this function even for long term. How do you do these muscles? Well, because of the location of the muscle, and let me move the testicle out of the way. This one goes up and this one wraps on the base. So when you contract the muscle, you want to make sure that you're relaxing your buttock muscle, relaxing the inner thigh, relaxing your abdominal muscle. What I see in my patient when I'm showing them how to do the Kegel exercise is that they tighten up their buttock, tighten up their muscle, and they, like, you don't have to do that. You should be doing this fully relaxed, lying on the floor or lying on the sofa, lying on the bed, and just concentrate on identifying the muscle that stop your urination midstream. Let's say when you're going to urinate, if you're going to stop your urination, that's the muscle that you want to concentrate on only. Don't contract the buttock, don't contract the legs, and don't contract the abdominal muscle. Because when you do that, you're really doing Kegel wrong. 99% of men do it wrong. Even I did it wrong too. I thought I knew how to do it. And then I went to see a pelvic floor therapist and find out that I was contracting too many muscles as well. So for women, what they find is that if your pelvic muscles are weak, they'll find that they have frequent urination, and when they cough, they lose a little bit of urine. For men, you don't see that. For men, it really shows up more as erection or decreased volume or force, as well as decreased orgasmic muscle contraction. So how do you do this exercise? You identify the muscle by stopping the urination midstream. And when you actually contract the muscle, you will actually see that the penis will kind of go back in towards your pubic symphysis muscle. So it kind of like retracts in a little bit. It kind of comes up, come inside a little bit. You will see it. That's when you know you're doing it right. But you got to make sure you relax the other muscles, okay? You want to contract and try to hold it for about 4 seconds. Try to hold for 4 seconds, but don't try to hold your breath while you're doing that. And then you want to do a set of 10. And your goal is to hold it for about 4 seconds. Oftentimes, you don't be surprised if you can't because your muscle is weak. And so you work your way up. You hold it for 1 second, you work your way up. So what you can also do is you put your index finger and your middle finger like right underneath the scrotum, right here. Right underneath your scrotum, this area is called the peritoneal area, right here. And you put your fingers right in here, and you're going to feel a pressure. You can feel like a contraction. When you contract your muscles, you'll feel it right there, and you know you're doing it right. And you also see the penis kind of coming in towards your body or your pubic symphysis a little bit as well, too. So you can have a visual feedback as well as a tactile or touch feedback as well. You just put your finger just underneath the scrotal area. You want to start this while you're lying, do 3 sets, and then when you get better, you do a sitting and then standing. And you can either do it on your own and you can see this, or you can go to a pelvic specialized therapist that's a physical therapist that specializes in pelvic therapy. Now, typically, you'll see result in about 6 to 8 weeks with daily practice, and you can actually even see morning wood returning probably within the first month to 6 weeks as well too. So Just know that this works. Study shows that it does work. The small, mighty muscle is responsible for penile rigidity, helping you with your erection, orgasm, as well as ejaculation. It also functions as urination as well, too. But when's the last time you exercised this, right? Probably not until you listen to this video or you've been my patient or you know that I'm very passionate about teaching you strategies that you can do at home to restore your erection again, as well as maintaining your erection, because you don't have to have a problem to do Kegel. You can have good erection, but still do Kegel. So that way you can maintain it. Or you have ED, then do Kegel. And know that within 6 to 8 weeks, with daily practice, 10 reps, 3 times a day, that you're gonna see improvement even in morning wood. Now, how good is that? Now, I want to also stress that you not only do the Kegel, but you also have to follow the 4 pillars of sexual health, which is following a Mediterranean diet. Check out the Mediterranean diet link free for here. And then also doing exercise, meaning you're just walking 30 minutes, 3 to 5 times a week. If you can, that's it. You can go to the gym if you want, but you don't need to. You can just do body weight as long as you move. Keep moving for 30 minutes every other day. Number 3, it's getting adequate sleep, at least 7 hours at nighttime. And then number 4, try to manage your stress, lower your stress. I'm not talking woo-woo stuff. I'm talking about breathing. Remember, I'll follow this video when I talk about doing box breathing and how box breathing can really decrease your heart rate, really lowering your stress. 5 minutes of doing this exercise will actually lower your stress level for 24 hours. I'm not asking you to go to yoga or anything like that. I'm just really asking you to start breathing for 5 minutes and see how you feel. Little simplest thing can go a long way. Don't need to buy any fancy equipment or anything. Just do breathing, Mediterranean diet, walking, and doing a Kegel exercise and getting adequate sleep. So I hope this is useful for you. It will mean the world to me if you press like and comment and subscribe to the channel. About 90% of the people that watch our video are not subscribers. Please subscribe. I would appreciate it if you do. Share this with somebody that you know can benefit from this, because my goal is to show you things that you can do on your own to maintain your sexual health, and that I'm here if you need to get out of ED faster and better quality and really helping you lead a better quality of life. So that's why you want to work with me, check out the link down below or check out Get Wood Now course, where I kind of lay down the foundation of what you need to be doing to restore your erection again. Check it down here at, of course, Get Wood Now. I hope to see you in the next episode. Let me know what else you would like me to talk about. See you later. Okay, modern man. You are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself. It's exhausting, but here's the truth. You are not broken, you are not alone, and you don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost Program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence, no more trial and error, just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there. Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly.
Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.